Did the little birds we see flying through the trees evolve from the colossal dinosaurs that once walked the Earth? That's what evolutionists want us to believe. We're not buying it, and neither will you once you've heard today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
It's likely that you were taught in high school that birds evolved from dinosaurs, specifically from pteropods, the suborder that contains Tyrannosaurus, Velociraptor, and Deinonychus. This is such an article of faith for evolutionists that they now usually refer to dinosaurs as non-avian dinosaurs, birds being avian dinosaurs. With the suggestion gaining ground that many pteropods might have been covered with feathers, we can see that the stage has been set for the evolution of birds from dinosaurs to be settled science. It's certainly in order, therefore, to raise some problems with this apparently settled position. One problem is that of how the animals breathe. Bird lungs produce a sort of flow-through ventilation, where air is moved through them by air sacs almost continually. This enables a very efficient exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide, much more so than in the in-and-out breathing of extant reptiles, which is much the same as that of mammals. Studies of fossil impressions of Sinosauropteryx suggest that their airwaves are more like those of giant reptiles, such as crocodiles. Any transitional form between the two types of lungs would find it impossible to breathe, and so would die. Even if certain dinosaurs had avian lungs, all this does is push the evolutionary problem back a few generations. Bird lungs show that they were designed for purpose, the way that God meant them to be on day 5 of creation, whereas dinosaurs have been made on day 6.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.